מהנדף חבוב מדלף, הפסח את חביסוי במסחול באיסוסוי על גב הרגל. So speaking about a person that was a chover who opened up his chavis to sell wine during the regel, or he started selling an ise during the regel. During the regel, we had learned before that they were all chaveirim. There was no barrier between the amaratzim and the chaveirim, and therefore the amaratzim were memashmish with the yain shebechavitai and his ise. Now, what happens after the regel if he has leftover wine? Can he assume that this wine is yayin toher? Or does he have to assume that it's yayin tomei? Because after the regel, we will learn later that retroactively, all the things that Amaratzim touched in the Beis HaMikdash needed tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmer, V'Chachamim Omrim Lo Yigmer. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's permitted to be Goymer, the Yayin V'Cheskes Tare, and the Chachamim hold Lo Yigmer, he has to assume now that it's Yayin Tomei. Let us see Rashi, V'Sech Es Chavisoi, Chover She'Posach Es Chavisoi, Limker Yayin B'Yerushalayim Beregel. The Chol Abo Likach Memashmesh, whoever comes to buy, is memashmish in the yayin. Baf amayor, it's memashmishin. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, Chachamim hold, lo yigmer acha regel. Af al pi sheberegel hein tahirim. Even though in the regel they're considered tahirim, lo yishit taharos on tarit. That does not really mean that they are tahirim. The barriers that we have the whole year do not exist beregel. But they are the same dog that they were the whole year. But after the regel, we say that whatever he touched is tome. Kedom of Masnisen over her regel. Matbilin kliya zor, neishanogu behem amoretz beregel, because Amaratzim touched his kelim. So after the regel, we assumed whatever was touched by an amaoritz during the regel is now tomei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmer, v'taima mafarsh memeseches beye, gimel vom hutru soifon mishum tchilos. That they were matter the soif because of the tchila. B'zeh kemoi kein, shim ato ima lo yigmer, if you'll say he's not permitted to be goymer the chovis becheskes tara afu lo yasko, so he won't sell any wine. So the chaveirim will not be selling any wine, vein mozin mozi loy lirilog legolim. So we had to be matir. We had to be matir that for him to sell wine. So therefore, we have to be matir later for him to sell wine. Beches kastar. What is the svar of the chachamim? There are gimel dvarim hutru soifam mishum tchilosa. There is such a musig that if you won't be matter the soif, you won't start. So why over here are they chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda? So the Turi Evan says to Svaris, here it's not muchach that there will have to be a hutru soifam. That means it's who says that he won't sell everything during the regel. It's not muchach that it will be left over. So since it's not muchach that it has to be left over, so Mamela, so here they never gave a heter if it was left over, al tutru soifam mishum tchilosam. And another svar the Turi Evan says, the chover could be careful, if he wants he could sell it to chaveirim. So Mamela, so here they did not feel it is necessary to be matir soifam mishum tchilosam. Yosef Rab Ami v'Rab Yitzchak Nafche Akilu de Rab Yitzchak Nafche Posachad v'Omer Maushi Yanichenu L'Regel Achem. According to the Chachamim that hold that Lo Yigmer, and we consider this is Yayin Tomei, is he permitted to hold it in his possession till the next Regel. By the Zmana Regel, we consider maga maratzim is not metame. Amalei idach, so the other one told him, what's yad hakel memashmishim bo? Everyone was touching it. But amchad yenichena leregel achi, he's holding yayin tome in his rishus. Amalei otu ade idna lav yad hakel memashmishim bo? I mean, what's the kash? In the regel alone, it wasn't yad hakel memashmishim bo? Amalei hachi hashta, bishleim ate idna tumas amoretz peregel achmonetar. Till now, it had a tare. The Torah gave them a din chaverim. So b'shas the regel, it was acceptable. Allah hashtet me, but now after the regel already, that means this was a nihug that's only noig b'shas the regel. But after the regel, it's tomei. So now if it's tomei, so how can it be? How can it get Torah again? So the Gemara says neima ketanoi. This shayla is a machlokes tanoi. The Tani Chode, we learned one beraisa. Pesecha chavisoi yanichena leregelacha. He's allowed to leave it over for the next regel. The Tani Yidach lo yanichena leregelacha. We learned another beraisa. He shouldn't leave it over. My love tanoi, it's machlokes tanoi. So the Gemara says, "Loi, no, it's not muchach et machlokes tanoi." Ho, dikton yanichena Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds yigma. Ho, dikton loi yanichena rabbona. So it could be everyone holds. That means if it's osir, it's osir. Loi yanichena. The one who holds yanichena, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "V'tizbere, v'Rabbi Yehuda yigma kam." You can't say that the one that says yanichena is Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda holds. You don't have to wait till the end of the regal, till the next regal. You could be goymer now, betarish. You can't say the one that says yamichena is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, we'll say punfakert. Allah diktoni lo yamichena Rabbi Yehuda. The one that says lo yamichena, that's Rabbi Yehuda. What does lo yamichena mean? You don't have to be menich till the next regal. You could use it right away, becheskes taira. What's the loy anichena of Rabbi Yehuda? Ain't tzorich lanicho. But you're not permitted to be menich, you're not mechuyif to be menich. Let us see Rashi. Mao shi anichena, alibe de rabbonim boilo. Oto ha'idne kol yimei ha'regel lo'y memash mishubo ha'keil v'hital to b'regel milamata b'regel t'mei ilamafreya v'chov reine reshoi limker dover shu tomei le'oilom. Now a chova is not permitted to sell a dover tomei. Alahashta t'mei, that's what the Gemara says. Yesh meforshim oiso ba'am ha'oretz. Others said pshat, that we're speaking about an am ha'oretz. V'yev shaloyim ba'am ha'oretz, for a few reasons. Haki say ba'am ha'oretz lo yigmer, that he should not continue using the mitzayis lon. He'll listen to us. V'aloy oimer, the am ha'oretz says, shaloch tomei v'shali toyo, the Amaretz has different guidelines for Tari. He holds that the Amaratzim the Torah. If you're complaining, Shalach Tomei. The Yimtzoloi Mechaveirav Harbe Sheyimkelehem. He has no problem selling it his Chaveirim. All his Chaveirim who are as Torah as he is, they'll buy it from him. So Mamela, so how could you say that speaking about an Amaretz? Number one. If you'll say Taka speaking, then I'm already said it. And the shaila is, if a chover is permitted to purchase it from him, that's the machloik is. So it should not say yigmer la yigmer, which is an anhoge on the moicha, it should say yikru la yikru, not anhoge on the loikhim. For oi da oma ve meseches beye, shezuhi echod mi gimel dvorim, Shehutru Saifa Mishum Tchilosom. The Gemara says in Meseches Beye that they were matter according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hutru Saifa Mishum Tchilosom. That means if you will not permit him to use it afterwards, so he won't sell it before. V'ibam ha'oretz afilu lo yishoris leilig meichalei v'maydim ezabim beregel. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it after the regel, so why do you have to be matter, give him a special heter? That means he'll zich sell in the regel. Hachigosinen, my love tanoihi, look, hodok toni yenichenu, Rabbi Yehuda, hodok toni lo yenichenu, Rabbonu. Betisbev Rabbi Yehuda yigmer kom, akisa yenichenu, am hodok toni yenichenu, Rabbonu. Hodok toni lo yenichenu, Rabbi Yehuda, my lo yenichenu. My love tanoihi, the Gemara want to say, machlekes tanoim, balibu de Rabbonu, betivshet boi de leo de plukte de tanoim, the Gemara is Messiahim, no. That is not a machlokes tanoim. Everyone holds that you permitted lahanichoi leregel habo. The Turi Eben is ma'ira that lachayre this shaila. That if Mal Shenechenu leRegel Habo leChayre, this is the same Shaila that we had before. If we had on the Chafei Madalev, Boim Neim Rav Sheshes Ovar BeKiblo Mal Shenechenu leGas Habo leChayre, this is the same Shaila. If a Kohen was Mekabel Trume Tmeya Trume from an Amoris, is allowed to be Menichenu leGas Habo. See, it's also the same thing. If according to the Chachomim, he has now Yayin Tomei, is he permitted to hold it to the next regal? So the Turi Eben says one of two things. Ein Hanam Itake could be according to the Maskonas HaGemore that you're permitted to be Meniach. So who then you'll be permitted by a Kohen Shekibol Tumet Meir from an Amoritz? Or it could be that the case on the Afchafei is worse because we had in the Mishneh Chazal asked for a over to mekabel trume from a amoritz. It could be if they asked, they would not permit him to be meniach leregel habo or for the next shas agitos. Ashenkin over here, this person didn't do any issa, so it could be here he is permitted. That's the achikira of the Turi Eben. Let us see the next mission. Misha Ovar HaRegel. After the regel passes, Mavirin Altares HaZoret. The different taichin of Mavirin, the Miri brings down three taichin. Mavirin is a loshin machrizin, that they, the Aviru Kel Bemachne, that now we have to make sure to be metaya, the azore, for ma'avirin is a loshen makdimin, that now we go in, that's the first thing on the agenda, oive le mitzvosoi, that's a loshen of makdimin. Rashi says, a different type of ma'avirin, ma'avirin as a kelim mim koimom, Latvilon or Latires Azore Mitumis Amores. So after the regal, Shas the regal, everyone was Chaverim, but after the regal, we get down to reality, and now we're Mitaya, all the Kalim and the Azorim. Over her regal, the Yom Shishi. What is the din if the day after the regal is the Erev Shabbos? Vayhoyu ma'avirin mipnei kvoid ha-Shabbos. So even though normally, if the day after Yontif they were matayr da'azorek, but it was Erev Shabbos, they stooped it off till Sunday. Let us see Rashi. Letayr sa'azorek mitumis amoret shenogu ben beregu, sh'af al-pi sh'asor ma'kosov chaveirin beregu, lo'y mipnei she'tohirin meim, they're chaveirin, but they're not toher. Hilkach lacha haregul magon tome lemafrei. Nekvoid ha-Shabbos, shoyu ha-Kahanim, tzrichen lis'asek ish bebeisoi betzolchei Shabbos. I think this is Amir Dike Rashi. I mean, the Kugel, the Cholent, the Chalas. I mean, that's who that this is what they were doing. I know there's a psamaisa from, from the Alter von Kellam. The Alter von Kellam once, a younger man came over to him, and he asked him, he just got married, he asked him, do you help your wife for Erev Shabbos? He said, yeah. He says, do you have a makor that you should do this? He says, yeah, the Gemara in Kedushin, Rav Malach Shibuti, Rav used to salt the fish, and this one used to do this. Then Alter von Kellam says, I don't understand you. He says, you just got married. Your wife doesn't know what to cook. There's a mitzvah derais of Ozev Tazevim, and you tell me Rav Malach Shibuti. Rav Malach Shibuti, that was really 30 years after the Chasana. The children, when they were all married already, so Rav had to do something, Lekovit Shabbos, they salted the fish. But he says, by you, it's a shayla v'chesed derais. Al Kaponim, we see from this Rashi, Shoye kahanim tzrichim lisasik ish bebeisoy betzolchei Shabbos. There's no time to, it's not only molach shibuti, there's much more to do. Erev Shabbos and so we cannot use this day as a day to be metayer the kalim. Rav Yehuda imar af loy biyoim hei. He says, in the Mitzoy Yontiv is on a Thursday, so they also weren't Mitzoy the Kalim. She'ena Kahanim Pnuyim, because the Kahanim are not Ponui, that means they're busy that day. They don't have time to be Mitzoy the Kalim. Tone She'ena Kahanim Pnuyim Milohitzi Bidesh. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Af lo yom chamishi, imova haregol yom chamishi, ein matbilin oisai ad la'achar haShabbos. Then you matbil the kelim la'achar haShabbos. If you shen akana pnuyim b'meitzoy yontif la'atbilom, they cannot be matbil them yitzoy yontif Thursday. Shetrudim lohitzi adeshin sh'al ha'tapuach shebe'emtza mizbeach. That means there was an inyan after the regol. There was a large amount of deshen. Shekitzu sham kol yemaisa regu, kol deshen shal maroche. So they had to be misalik the deshen, they had to be made to the deshen. The Turi Evin is ma'ore, a beautiful ha'ore. He says, so what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was a tremendous amount of deshen. So the first thing on the agenda is Teitzos HaDeshen. So he says, so why did the Tana bring Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer? Misha'ovar ho'regel maviren altaras azore. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not maviren altaras azore, misha'ovar ho'regel. The machlokes is the day after Yom Tov. What happens then? So Rabbi Yehuda says, the day after Yontif, you have to take care of the Deshen. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So, the Machlekes is in the Reisha. Why? Then he says, the Sefer, he says, no, but if the day after Yontif is Shabbos, then we're not Matar the Kelim. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's Thursday, you're also not Matar the Kelim, because the day after the Regel, you're busy with Eitzos HaDeshen. So why did we stick Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer? So, the Turi Evin says as follows. Rabbi Yehuda is only chaylik in the Sefer, not in the Reisha. Why? So he says as follows. Because, the day after every regel, there was a lot of deshen. Let's say the Yontif ended on a Tuesday. Wednesday there's a lot of deshen. So now we have Two things to do on the agenda. We have to be Moitzi the Deshen. We have to be Matar the Kalim. So he says, Rav Yehuda would hold, you Matar the Kalim. One day more of Deshen won't make it or break. The Talaf, we Matar the Kalim. The Kalim Atome. This Sikha has a preference. No, so Mamela Rav Yehuda say, but over here Rav Yehuda held, that means there's an abundance of Deshen, but it's not one day. If it's Thursday, so if Thursday you're going to be busy with Taras HaKalim, Friday you're busy with Kovit Shabbos, Shabbos is Shabbos, so Sunday will first be Eitzos HaDeshen. He said, that's really too much. That means one day
to be matcha the itzos adeshin one day, Rabbi Yehuda is also moida, you could be matcha one day. But Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, there we also can't be matcha. So there, that will stir the avoidus ha-mizbech, there'll be too much deshin already. So that's why the Tanna brought down Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer. The Turi Evin is also ma'ira, two more ha'oris. One ha'ori is ma'ira, that three ha'oris is ma'ira. One ha'ori is ma'ira that Rabbi Yehuda she'ein ha'kahanim pnuyim. Kahanim are busy with Eitzos Hadesh. So yes, the kasha, so he says, so the kahanim are busy. Fine. So the tefillah, so the Eitzos Hadesh is not Eidei kahanim. So they're busy. But who says the tefillah's kelim has to be Eidei kahanim? Why can't the Levian do it? Why can't Israelim do it? But the kahanim are, the kahanim means Erev Shabbos, everyone's busy. I mean, you have to be Eisik Petzorchei Abayit, finished. But if it's Thursday, so Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kahanim are busy with Eitzos Hadesh, fine, so they'll be busy with Eitzos Hadesh. Tevilas Kalim does not need Kahuna, you could do it with, so he says what will be, maybe the Menorah will be a problem, to go into the Heichel, to take out the Menorah, we'll see later if they table the Menorah. No, so the Menorah, so he says, so the whole thing, he says, Beinu Ulam Lemizbeach, the Turi Evin says, B'Bishas HaTzoyrech HaYisrael is also allowed to go B'Nulum L'Mizbeach. He's not allowed to go into the Heichels. He says, no, to table the Menorah will take two Kahanim away from the Tzoyrech HaDesh. But the rest, all the Kalim, why can Yisraelim do it? He blabs by Akasha. He has another Ha'orah. He asks, the Mishnah says, yeah, that means like this, B'Shas HaRegel, we lived with the Stumah, everyone's Haverim, fine. But after the Rego, we faced reality, that in reality, everything is tummy, we have to be Metairet. So he says, so what happened? So what happened now? It's Erev Shabbos, it's Thursday, but the Kelim Atmeim, I mean, what happened now? I mean, how are you allowed to do the Avodah, the Kelim Atmeim? So he says, since there were problems in the oifen of the Taras HaKelim, we weren't able to be Metar the Kelim, so Chazal said the Regel was Nimshach. That means we have a Hetel Boregel for Tumas Amaratzim. So all these days, that means so the Regel stopped when we had an opportunity to be Metar. Kozma, we didn't have opportunity to be Metar. So it was a continuation of the regel. So I don't really understand what he means. Does he mean to say, so this regel has 9 days, 10 days, so does that mean to say, so if we say, if we're going to satisfy ourselves by saying that it's one long regel, so l'chayre damaratzim, can come into the Beis HaMikdash on Thursday and Friday, and just like during the regal, there's no barriers by them, so there won't be any barriers Thursday, Friday also. It's regal. And could be, it'll be regal, the gabi, other things also. Chutz from the Beis, if it's Yontav in the Beis HaMikdash, could be it's Yontav Chutz from the Beis HaMikdash also. The Turi Evin says, Ulemaise, that if they weren't able to be Metar the Kalim, so they had to do the Avodis, because they said it's still regal. That was the Lumbus. If we're going to live with Kalim Tmeim, we're not going to live with Kalim Tmeim. We're going to say it's Regel. So I don't know exactly how far this Regel went. If it went Al-Kaponim in the Beis HaMikdash, it was Regel. In Amaratim, there was no barriers in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe Afalun. In Hol Yerushalayim, there was no barriers. The Regel was Nimshach. One more kasha he asks, he doesn't understand why it can't be tabled the kelim on Shabbos. The Gemara says in Beye, that a keli that was nitma bevlad atume, since it's a tume darabon, you're allowed to be tabled in Yontif, nuad in Shabbos. So he says, so this whole tume samaratzim is also a tume darabon, so he has a problem why we should not be able to be toivel it on Shabbos itself. Let us see the next Mishnah. Keitzat mavirin al taris hazor. Now, what did they do? But bilin esakelim shohayu b'migdosh. They were matpul all the kelim that were in the migdosh. Ba'imrim lahem, and they told amaratim, ki zoharu shaloitigu b'shulcham. The shulchan you shouldn't touch, because the shulchan will see later they were unable to toivel. So they told amaratzim for everything nishkefelach, no more barriers, but the shulchan don't touch, because the shulchan we can't toivel. Kol hakelim shahoyu b'migdish yeshlem shniim u'shlishim. The kelim of the migdish, they were doubles and triples. Shemnitmo rishayim eviu shniim tachteim. Kol hakelim shei b'migdish tu'unin tvile chutz mi mizbeach hazov, mizbeach hanachoshes, mibnei shein ki kalke divrei rabbalaz. Rabbalaz hold, they have a din of kalke, and they're not mekabel tumah. V'chamim oimrei mibnei shein mitzupin, and we'll see in the Gemara, if the chachamim are chaylik on rabbalaz, la'aloche, they hold, they are mekabel tumah, that's a sugi evaita, and af chavzai. Let us see Rashi. Va'oimrim lohem la'koyhanim amoratzim b'regel. So we said to the kehanim b'amoratzim, hizoru shalaitigu b'shulchan shalayuchlu latbiloy la'acher haregel. We'll be unable to be matal after the regel. She'efshul asalkoy mim koymoy. The lechem aponim has to be always on the shulchan, so you can't take off the lechem aponim, so you can't table it. So memela, so they told them that you shouldn't touch it. Tunim tvilet netum asaregel, chutz mi mizbeach hazov, mizbeach hanachoshes, mnei shein kekarke, shekosot kore mizbeach adomo. So memela v'shulchan amor and the loynogu by the shulchan they didn't touch. Mimnei shem mitzupin bigmora mefarish. Shuloitigu b'shulchan. So Taisvus says b'kahanim amoret ohilchem lahechol lishtach b'iskoma. Now Taisvus had a problem. Taisvus had a problem. How will the amoratzim get to the shulchan? The shulchan wasn't the heichol. Now the heichol Yisrael is not allowed to enter the heichol. So Taisi says the Kanam Amaratzim were permitted to enter the Heichal Ishtachbois. Dilu Yisroel Hoyeluim Leilach Avbein Ulam LeMizbeach. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is also also for Yisroel to enter. Shalei LeTzayrech. V'chein Peirish Rashi. The Rambam in Hilchos Metamei Mishkov and Moishov says as follows, that they told the Amoratzim they should not touch the Shulchan b'sho shemarin oisai l'oilei regolim. Later we're going to have in the Gemara that they used to show the lechem aponim to the oilei regolim ruchi baschem lefnei hamokim, when they took off the lechem aponim on Shabbos, so it was a week old and it was fresh, so they showed this to the oilei regolim. So the Rambam says, so when they showed this to the Oilei Regolim, b'shor shemarin oisei lo'oilei regolim, they told them that they shouldn't touch it. So the Mishnah Malchon Pshat and Rambam, that the Rambam holds shoyim mitzin oisei lechutz. That means if they wanted to show the lechem aponim to the Oilei Regolim, it wasn't sufficient. Taisus doesn't learn like this. Taisus learns that they stood by the door of the Heichel, they lifted up the Shulchan, and everyone who was able to see, or had binoculars, was able to see the Lechem Aponim in the Heichel. So therefore, Taisus says, but who's going to touch it? So Taisus learns, no, maybe the Kahanim and the Mishtachim and the Heichel, the Kahanim Amaratzim might touch it. The Rambam learned that they took out the Shulchan, they took the Shulchan all the way, the people were able to see the Shulchan. So then everyone could have contact with the Shulchan. All the Amaratzim, so they told them, you shouldn't touch the Shulchan. Zog the Gemara, Tane hizoru shemo tigu b'shulchan uvumleire. that they warned them they shouldn't touch the menorah also. So it seems the menorah, they also couldn't tovel. V'tane didon my time eloitoni menorah. Why doesn't the Tana of our Mishnah mention the menorah? So he says, Shulchan ksiv beitomit. Shulchan says that the lechem aponim had to be lechem ponim lefonai tomit. So the lechem aponim had to be on the Shulchan tomit. So the lechem, so therefore they couldn't table the Shulchan. They had to be lechem aponim on. So there it says tomit. Shulchan ksiv beitomit. Menorah like Siv Beit Tomit, so what's this, there's no problem. And we'll see Rashi says, to a madik the menorah at night, so by day you can table the menorah. There's nothing, the dadlokas of menorah was at night, so at night they couldn't table. So they table it the next day. Menorah like Siv Beit Tomit, v'idoch. So what is pshat in the town of the Baraisa that held you cannot be table the menorah? Kiven the chsiv, v'sa menoire, noichach ha-shulchan. It says the menoire is opposite the shulchan. Command the chsiv, batomidomi. So it says that the menoire had to be opposite the shulchan. So how could you take out the menoire to be tabled? So the shulchan had to remain there with the lechem upon it. So the menorah, it says neichach, so the menorah also had to remain there. So they couldn't table the menorah, so they told the maratim they shouldn't touch the menorah. V'idach ha'u lekvoye le'imokim u'dose. It just tells us where to put the menorah. But not that there's a halacha that the menorah has to be always opposite the shulchan. If the shulchan is in the heichel, the menorah remain in the heichel also. Let us see Rashi. Menoire like Siv Botomit. Kleima. As Rashi said, it says, Lahalis Ner Tomit. What do you mean it doesn't say Tomit? Tmidim Hamurim be Menoire. It says Tomit by the Menoire. Loi Tomit Yoimon Velaila Koma. It doesn't mean Yoimon Velaila. El Tomit Velaila Lelaila. Ki Tomit Oma Boilas Tomit. Bachavitze Koyin Godel. Which does not mean 24 hours they were Mak of the Oila. The Tomit. So therefore, it also means that night every night they were madlik the menorah. I will be yom lehaya daylik to me erev ad boiker. See, it says erev ad boiker. Ten la midas hashemin sheyesh bakdeli dog me erev ad boiker. Lefichach kol hayom ata yochel esalkel at tefila. So by day there was no problem. You could you don't have to be madlik 24 hours. So there was no problem to esalkel at tefila. I will tomid ama bishulchem. Tommy Jain Valailo, there the lechem has to be on the Tommy, the Mishabasu Shabasu of Holo. Neuchach Hashulchan, cause Mansha Shulchan Shamtai Menoire Neuchachoi. So you can't take out the Menoire. Zaktaisvis, Menoire like Sivbo Tommy. Perish Rashi, the Tommy de Sivbo, Loidomid le Tommy de Shulchan. The high tomid, the tomid of lahalois ner tomid, milai lalalaila have. Kamai oilas tomid, the omo betomid, the machavite kain godo. So therefore, some maila avobayayim lehoye doyle, the mayor of adboike ksiv, tell omidos, some mayor of adboike, hilkach kolayim yachal esalka. Avo tomid, the omo bishulchan, kolayim vacholalaila, the lechem nista olov mishabis leshabis.
The Ner Maravi Doilek Kol Hayoy. The Ner Maravi burnt the whole day. Shemimeno Hoya Madlik. That they were Madlik, all the other Neiris. From the Ner Maravi, that means that the next night they were madlik from the Ner Maravi, they were still burning a whole day. But boy, you're Messiah, and then the last hadlaka that was made was the new Ner Maravi. Umestome mitomid nafke. So if it says the Ner Maravi burnt the whole
the whole day, some emailas, so the stomach, it has to burn it. That's what it was. The stomach is the material stomach. Now, this also you have to understand. That's a problem. But it's basically want to be medayin from the Mishnah, that it says, the Mishnah would seem that it burnt the whole day, so the stomach, the makir is tomit. Then Rabbi Chonon asks, how could you say that there's a mitzvah that should burn the whole day? To haksiv me erev ad boike, v'shiru chachomem midoso lachatzi luk. So how could you say there's a mitzvah that Ne'er Ma'arovi should burn the whole day? It says me erev ad boike, you give 10 lakh midoso. Agav Uche, the Beis Halevi, brings down Taisvus and Menachos and Atshuvas HaRashba, that they pack and learned like Taisvus, like Taisvus Kasha. And they say, Be'emesin, there's two psukim. There's one posik, Yarech Oysoi Lifnei Hashem Tamid is Oysoi one ner. And that's going under Ner Ma'arovi. That Ner has to be tamid, 24 hours. Umei Erev Ad Boike is going on the other Neris. Is a Yarech Oisoi, and then the Shivas HaNeris, the other Neris is the Erev Ad Boike. So you have to know, according to that Taisus, he doesn't speak about this, according to that Taisus, you have to know, Taka, so there's a problem, so how could you be table the Menorah? About Kaponim, Taisus also asked this question. Taisus understood that Kaponim, that there would seem from in the Masechtas Tomid that the Ner Ma'arovi had to burn 24 hours. The Makir is Tomid. Then he asked, how could you say, but she burned 24 hours? It says, Me'er Bad Boike. The Yeshloimah, so Taisus answers, the Ner Ma'arovi loyhoya bo shemen tfeimi bishalne. There was a nes, it burnt the whole day. So Taisvis says, I think the Mashal explains Taisvis, that no, there's no such union, there's no union of Tomid, because ain't same canal on nes. So the union of that the Ner Ma'arovi burned was an Indian not outstomid. There was an Indian to be madlik from the Ner Ma'arovi the Acheres. When there was a nest, it burned mitzad the nest. When there wasn't a nest, so they were madlik it, but there's no chiyuv of tomid. It was a different Indian. So memele, if there's no chiyuv of tomid, it's letzairech, we could make tvila. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Ve teipe kli, de kli eit za osi le nachasu. Ve chol kli eit za osi le nachas, loy metame. The Gemara asks Akasha, what's the problem with the shulchan? You're saying that they shouldn't touch the shulchan. Because the shulchan be makabel tumen, it's a problem. You can't table it. It's a kli eitzer osi lenachas. The whole kli eitzer osi lenachas loy metam. My time at dunya desak bin masak metaltol mole verekem. Av kol metaltol mole verekem. So memele the shulchan is not metaltol. It's osi lenachas. Let us see Rashi. The tepek lei the inami nogu bishulchan loy metam olei. It's also to remain in one place. Dumye the sack be inom le inyan tuma hukshu kliyets le sack v'chsiv kol hashiyipa olav mehem b'moysam yitmom mikol kliyets I beged oy oyr oy sack. It's ma sack metaltol moli v'reikom. Yotzi yo'osi lenachas, da'ine metalto. Moli v'reikom, yotzi kliyet ha'machzik memso belach, shen korayim b'yobesh, afo pishe metalto reikom, ene metalto mole, shim yitalto lenu mole yishove. Now that's the chmer, there's missing two dots in the Rashi.
Emerson, there are two distinct drashas. There's one drasha that a kli ha'osui l'nachas. Kli ha'osui l'nachas means, and I saw the Mikdash Tovis b'ntana machlekes harishonim, what kli ha'osui l'nachas means. The Ravid learns kli ha'osui l'nachas means halachically you're not permitted to move it. It has to remain in one place. That's how the Ravid learns that kli ha'osui l'nachas. Others learn pshat, that doesn't mean halachically. If it's osi l'nachas, if that's the shimush of it, that it's made to be in one place, it's not made to be metaltol, so that's a kli ha'osi l'nachas. That is not dumya de sak. A sak is a dava metaltol. A sak is not made to put down in one place. A sak is made to transport things. So a sak is not a kli ha'osi l'nachas. That's one thing. A kli ha'osi l'nachas is not totally in size. It could be minute, but if it's osi l'nachas, so it's not dumya de sak. Now there's another thing. I have a kli that is not osi l'nachas. I move the kli every month to kandamishti. But if this kli would be filled up, it would be impossible to carry. So there's another din. So it's not dumya de sak, because a sak is metaltal mole, and this keli is not metaltal mole, because it would be mole, it would break. So there are two distinct dinim. That's what we see again the Rashi. Rashi says, ma sak metaltal mole v'reikim. So then Rashi explains the two different droshes. Yotzi ha'osi l'nachas, deinu metaltal. That's one droshe. Osi l'nachas is not metaltal. It's made to remain in one place. Mole v'reikim, that's another din. Yotzi kliyet, amarzik memso, belashim krayim v'yobish, ava pisha metaltal reikim. So, and it was osi l'taltal reikim. Ain't metal to mole, she metal and mole yeshava. Some metal is also not mekabel to me. So the two distinct roshes. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is, so what is the problem by the shulchan? Why are you afraid that the shulchan might be mekabel to me? The shulchan is also lenachas. Some metal is, so it would never be mekabel to me. So the Gemara answers, Kedresh Lokish. Amar Resh Lokish, Mai Dersiv ala Shulchan Atoy, Michlau Shehu Tomei. It says that the Shulchan should be Toy, so why he says, it could be Tomei. So the Pasuk is telling us that a Shulchan is Mekabel Tumei. Ba Mai Kliyetz Osi L'Nachas. So what is Pshat in the Pasuk? How could it be Mekabel Tumei? Ve'ini Mekabel Tumei. There was a mitzvah to show the oily regalim, the skevalde kenes. Then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, neskodul nasa belechem haponim, kesiduroi kach silukai. Shenema losoim lechem choim b'yoim hilokai. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hashulchan ha-toyer shamarti kshiyei toyer, michlal shuroi letume. Baloi kliyei tzosi lenachas, so it's a kliyei tzosi lenachas. Siluki ki sidure, shesilukai l'shabes abo, cham ki yoim sidure. Cham b'yoim hilokre, shi cham b'yoim hilokre mi'al Hashulchan. Let us see Tosfos. Kliyetz osi lenachas. Hiksha harav rabochanu. Kol shonim shohoyu Yisrael b'midbo. Hoye metalful ha'moysa. They were metalful the shulchan. V'imkein ein osi lenachas. That's not osi lenachas. V'imkein amai tzorich raya mikro ha'shulchan ha'toyer mechlal diketomi. It's not osi lenachas. The tirets la'itzar kro rak l'noiv v'givayin v'shiloi u'bei selomim shloi hoysa mitoteles v'shamine mikroshi megviyin oysa. Period. So Taisus in the first tirets holds that ain't a chanami.
in the Midbar, that the Seder HaDvarim was, that they used to be metaltalit, so in the Midbar, the Shulchan was mekabel tumah. But when, as soon as they came to Neve Given and Beis Elamim, so then the Seder was that they weren't metaltalit anymore. So now it changed its status. Osi l'nachas is totally kolafi asman. In that kufa, it was not osi l'nachas. Now it's osi l'nachas. So from now on, it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. That's what Tosfos holds in the first parrot. So memele, so therefore you need a posik to tell us Torah mechlal b'ktomer. So Tosfos says, I don't like this parrot. Even shahoyse mitoteles kvar af mishabole beis elamim mamar leinafke midei kabolas tumer ishain. So Tosfos asks Akasha that you don't, if lemaise b'shas tchilas asiyas akli, it was once in a matzav that's not osi lenachas, so already this is not called a kli osi lenachas. I mean, even though later it will be Osil and Nachas, Tosfos doesn't hold of this. I saw a Psahore from Sheikh Dash David. Mikdash David asks, by the Bayesheni, they did not use the Shulchan that was in the Midbar. So Memele, we're talking about the Bayesheni. We're speaking about the Schumra of the Amaratzim was by the Bayesheni. So what's Tosfos kasha that there was, since it wasn't Osi l'nachas in the Midbar, so Memele, it says, but this is a different Shulchan. So the Midrash Dovid says that, it's not, you don't look at this Keli. The Shulchan shel Migdash, that means you looked at the Shem of the Keli. The Shulchan Shel Migdash, is that called a Kli HaOsi L'Nachas? It's not called a Kli HaOsi L'Nachas. So Tosfos held the Shulchan Shel Migdash is not called a Kli HaOsi L'Nachas because Bisman, because Bisman HaMidbar, it was metalful. That was a different chepte that Klamal Le'Moyret, but it's the same. This is the Shulchan Shel Migdash. That's one test. So, well, suppose that I say Zakash, well, Nira, keep enjoying some of the Talus Kva. I'm a Shibayu Beis Salami, Nami Lenat, Kemi Dei Kabbalah, Stuma Rishoyin. Ale Yeshloimed Le Mahani Tiltulo, Kivin Gloi Haisa, Matoteles Levado, Ki Im Bahade Shal Kalim. So, Taisus Dachman means to say that that's not called not osi lenachas. That means when you're moving, that means mitzad the etzem keli. They weren't metalful etzem keli when they were on the move, when they were traveling. So everything moves. That's not called a kli she'ene osi lenachas. Okay, that's Shabbat Taisus. See lukoi kesidura that the matziv of the lechem aponim. When they were mesalakit, is kisidure. So Taisi says, silukai kisidure. That b'shas, they were mesalik, the lechem aponim, it was the same matzah that it was a week ago, b'shas idure. So Taisi says, Lagabi, what inyan are we speaking about? The inyan shahoya rach. That it was soft and fresh. Umasha Omar Aposik Choim Biyomi Lokhoi Lav Davke. Oh, the Choim Loyoya. It wasn't hot. The Ikeman the Omer Bemenocha She Nefes Me Erev Shabbos. They baked it Erev Shabbos. We say Siduroi that he Lokhoi Kisiduroi. Siluke Kisiduroi. So, but it wasn't better than Siduroi. So Tosfos says if they baked it Erev Shabbos or Bishas Siduroi, in Shabbos, it wasn't hot. It was fresh, could be, but it's not called hot. So that means the nest we see from the siluke kisidure. That was the nest, but not more than that. When you see there was a nest, pshas idure. So my male is in order for it to be happy, shall she do it either the mess? Don't have a post to come there. Im leisha neymel et vorov nisha le tano lishma chayme ad a Shabbos beboik. They used to leave it in the tano. And so when they put it on, it was piping hot. And Rabbaz brings down a ritve, that the ritve says that they would used to show the oile regolim, they used to see the steam coming out. So that was not like Toysvis, or maybe that's from the second Teret. And by Emerson, we have to understand also, that Rabbaz has to speak about this, what was the Ruchi Baschem Lifnei Hamokem? That means, Bishleim, according to the Rambam, they slept out the Shulchan. So, Kaponim, could be they could see the texture, the freshness, according to Toysvis, it wasn't hot. But if it was in the Heichel, according to Tosis, it wasn't the Heichel, so what did they see? How were they able to show the Oile Rigolim? How could they see freshness? If they saw steam and mele. Zog the Gemara weiter. So mele, so the Gemara says, so the Shulchan was not a kli ha'osi l'nachas. Therefore, it was mekabelto. We learn now from this pasuk there was a chiyuv to be metaltele. So therefore, it's mekabelto. So since it's mekabelto, but therefore, they told Amaratzim, Izoru shlei tigulei. Frag the Gemara, v'taypik lei mishum tzipur. So the Gemara asks, why do you need the Shulchan HaToyer to tell me that they were metaltalit, and that's why it's able to be mekabel tume? It's pashut, it's mekabel tume. It's mekabel tume. It's mekabel tume because it had a tzipoy of matches, and the whole hekish to sack is by a kliyetz. But a kli matches, zafilas osil nachas, is also mekabel tume. So Mamela, it's Mekabel Tumal Tli Matches. Let us see the Rashi. V'teipiklei, the Mekabel Tume, v'afilu hu osi l'nachas. It's Mekabel Tume, v'afilu hu osi l'nachas. V'shum tzipuyoim, she'u matches, the tzipu was matches. The Kli Matches, le'iskish, the sack. Asnan, we learned, Hashulchan Badulfiki, Badulfiki is a type of a kisei, a folding chair, Shen Nifchasu, that it was Nifchas, it broke. So there's only a part of it left. Oyeshechipon Beshayish, or it was covered with marble, Beshia Behem Mokim Anochis Kaisais. It was left over in the Shulchan. That means it was Nifchas. There's not too much left over. Or it was covered with Shayish. But a Chalik was left over that was not covered with Shayish. So Beshia Behem Mokim Anochis Kaisais. Tome. If there's left over a place for Anochis Kaisais, so it's considered you still have a Shulchan of Eitz. It's Mekabel Tumim. Even though it's nifchas, or even though it's most of it is covered with marble, and marble kliyevin are not mekabel tumim, but you have still a shulchan shalait if there's left over mokim anachas kaisis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mokim anachas chatiches, that you have to place on the shulchan for basar and lechem, then there's a teresh. But al koponim, we see from over here that the dinim of the shulchan is dependent on the tzipui. If you have a tzipui of shayish, so just like shayish is not mekabel tume, so the shulchan is bottled to the shayish, the shulchan is also not mekabel tume. So if you say lekule, that the shulchan is nigrar boser the tzipui, so avad givis lechumre will say that the shulchan is nigrar boser the tzipui. So, Mamela, what's the whole problem of Shulchan Osil and Naches? You need a Pasuk Shulchan Atoya. Pasuk, it's Mekabel Tumah. It is Mekabel Tumah because
it is nigra boso de tzipoi, and the tzipoi is matris, so therefore it's mekabel tumah. Let us see Rashi. Mishum tzipoi yeshu matris le ishkes le sak, tasnam de boso tzipoi yezli non, הדוף כי כיסא מסקפו ומחוסא אוהם, שחיפו בשי יש תשובה בכלי אבונים שאין מקבלן תומם, ושיר בן מן הפחיסא מן החיפוי, כדי הנוחס כויסא סתומי, שעדיין רואי למלאך פרישיינם. תב יהודו אמר, צריך אף הנוחס חתיכס לחם ובוסא, ואילוי להפשוחנו, אבל על מציפויוי מבטלוי, that the ציפוי is מבטל בשולחן, אפילו להוקל, וכל שכן להחמם. So that is the קשה, so why do you need שולחן התואר? פשוט את מקבל תומר מצד הציפוי.